Park City wants to get the park and ride at Quinns Junction and the 248 HOV lanes up and running as quickly as possible. The study, called NEPA, known as the National Environmental Policy Act, required by UDOT, will take about 16 months. City Manager Diane Foster says there are some residents who are concerned about the study and the rail trail remaining non-motorized.
We don't know exactly what it's going to look like yet, but that's one of the proposals, and I would expect we're going to have something that will get people who carpool or bus in more quickly from 42 into town via 248. And one of the things that happened in that process was that some people in the area of the rail trail received a letter, and that is a precursor to starting the whole environmental assessment process. And so there were some concerns and some folks who thought that something was happening to the rail trail. This is an extremely long process, and there's a ton of public input.
The 28-mile Union Pacific Rail Trail is a designated state park that was established in 1992. Trail manager Tony Santora says it could be reclaimed by the railroad, but the land could not be converted to motorized use.
We took it over from the railroad, obviously, and as part of that, the only thing that we can use it for is public non-motorized recreation. So as far as we're concerned, unless a lot of things change, no motor vehicles are going to be allowed on the rail trail.
The NEPA process is moving ahead quickly, and Foster says there will be opportunity for public input.
So what we wanted to do was take some time and explain a little bit more exactly what that process is, the importance of public involvement in this, and where folks can share that information with UDOT. Remember, this is a federal process, and we'll be getting state and federal money for this, so we absolutely need to follow those processes.
Foster says Park City is taking the lead on the project.
The city is going to front some money that will be paid back to the city. And actually, to be clear about that process and why it's a little bit rushed is simply because of weather and timing. There are some things we want to be able to get to happen that are happening a little bit more quickly than maybe it would normally take. And that's simply because our team, our transportation planning team, is working with the state as quickly as possible to make this happen because of the importance of it.
Park City Municipal considers traffic problems on 248 a top transportation issue. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.